systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom, 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 boom. That's right. Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Thursday, March 13th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And this is our show. We are here again on Thursday. Sorry about the show last night. Well, there kind of was one, but I don't know. It's not there anymore, so we're doing one now. How's it going?
All right, I guess. How about you?
Good. We went falfing today, and like it's not really falf season yet because it's still like what 40 degrees outside,
and there's still snow on the ground.
Right, but that's cool because my disc isn't white, so it doesn't matter. But I falfed in the snow once with a white disc, and it's gone.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
But yeah, first game of the fucking season, if you could call it pre-game. I fucking threw out. There's 18 holes. Each hole is par 3, so whatever. Do the math. But I threw, what was it, like 8 under today?
Yeah, I think
was,
so.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. That's just, yeah. For not having thrown in like, you know, 6 months, that was really fucking. I was surprised. And you falfed with us.
Yeah, that was the first time I falfed in couple years at least.
It looked like it.
Yeah, right.
there was probably 6 of us there, 5 there's about 5 of us,
yeah,
there, five or six falfing, and we're just loud and fucking just, you know, we haven't been outdoors pretty much running around like that since, you know, summertime, and then the snow came and then we all turned into hermits. But yeah, we were just letting it fucking out, yelling and shit. And there's these people with their fucking kids in the middle. There's this fucking playground, and it's right in the middle of the golf course, which is the stupidest fucking place for it. I'm drooling all over myself. Sorry.
Well, was it that playground there before the golf course was?
Yeah, probably, but still.
But
why?
Fuck it.
I know. There's
golf is
and
more
then
important.
There's a huge fucking playground, like, on the other side of the fucking park.
Yeah, why does anyone even go to that one?
It's like the weird fucking ghetto park where, like, you go with your girlfriend and her kids, and then when your wife is at home, and like, you sneak in the back so no
and
one
and then
sees
it has
you.
That fenced up, like, area with all the razor wire.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
That never used to be there. Like,
what
that
is that place?
It's like a fucking, I think it's the waterworks place or something, but it used to go, it was, like, way, way shorter, and we used to throw to one of those. There's these black poles there that now they're fenced in, so we had to change, but they put, like, this razor wire and all these signs that say, like, this is a federal offense and all this shit, and we always fucking end up having to hop over it because, you know, someone's bound to fucking go in there. I went in there today once, thank you very much.
Well, there's
two holes. Chinese kid, or that Korean kid that was playing with us, yeah. went in there. That kid had the best Asian impression ever.
It was
so fucking
makes
funny.
Sense.
Well, not like Asian impression, but him pretending to be an Asian, pretending to be like white. It was so fucking funny. He sounded like G Fresh on Orgasmo. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I have. I was listening to him. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, dude. Excellent show. So, what was I talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, the fence. Yeah, so I jumped over the fence and, you know, there. Oh, wait, I was talking about those people.
Right.
Yeah, so we're out there fucking throwing and just cussing up a storm. We were cussing like sailors, and they were, you could tell they were just getting fucking pissed off. And finally,
until they left.
Yeah, and we had to throw across them and like over their heads like twice back and forth.
And they never listened to us,
I know,
either.
You're
when
like,
we yelled heads.
Four. Yeah. You think, they were probably like, hit her. It's not my kid. I don't give a fuck. So, yeah, that was about it today. I don't know. Worked all day. What'd you do all day? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Fucking sat on MySpace. Speaking of MySpace, I know it's generally not a good idea, say, to meet girls or, you know, people in general, I guess, unless you're just trying to sell them something or,
right,
like, show them something. But to start, like, an actual meaningful relationship, I am salivating like crazy. I think it's from those lemon cookies.
Oh, really? Those are really good.
They were good, and now they're all gone. But, yeah, you shouldn't... I always thought that that was kind of a bad idea, and then this girl, like, messaged me, and she was kind of cute, and she lives, like, in the next town over, I guess.
Well there's quite a few towns
Yeah,
well,
it's, like, 120 miles away, which isn't that far, I guess.
It takes, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah, you can fucking fly there. But, yeah, so I met her, and we started talking, and, you know, we went down there for that rave, I guess you could call it. That sounded so good. We went down there for that rave and ate a bunch of X and got penis in our butt. No, when we went down to watch my brother play and shit, and that was an awesome fucking party. We didn't even talk about that, but it was good. Good stuff. And, yeah, she was there. So I actually met her in person, so it wasn't, like, a total MySpace thing. But it just sounds so embarrassing when they're like, oh, so where'd you meet her at? I'm like, MySpace, cool.
Yeah, it's weird when you meet someone on the internet.
Right, and you're all, like, ashamed to say that that's right. Where you met him. But, I mean, we're doing this show on the internet. We're fucking... How many hours a day would you say you spend on the internet?
A lot.
A lot.
Whenever
give
I'm
me
home.
A ballpark estimate.
I don't know.
18?
No, not that much.
How much do you sleep? About 8 hours a day? Yeah, 10 hours a day?
Yeah, about 8.
Okay, so that leaves what? 24 minus 8 is... Nice.
I totally spaced out.
Hold on. Let me break out the calculator.
You're bringing up the calculator for this.
Run, calc, execute.
Nice.
What'd I say? 24.
Yeah, 24.
Hours minus eight. You sleep 8 hours.
16.
So you probably spend about 16 hours on the internet. And then how you...
Well, I have something to... I mean, I'm either...
Eat, right?
Yeah,
you
but
eat on
I'm
the
not...
internet?
Not really.
Do you...
I usually watch some cartoons or something.
On your computer?
Well, it depends.
Uh-huh. Nice. So, yeah, we spend a lot of time on the internet. Yeah. So, I don't know. It just... it that whole thing just... There's, like, this weird thing that goes along with... I don't know if it's just MySpace in general. Would it be the same if you met someone, like, on Facebook and then you went and actually met him in person? Cause
yeah, I think it's
live,
the same.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah. But, I mean, when I met her, you know, she was a girl, as far as I could tell, and she's really
well, that's
cool.
A good start.
I know,
huh?
Right? She had, you know, all the things girls do that I could see, you know, with clothes on and stuff. But
well,
yeah, she's cool. So this weekend, I'm probably going to make a trip down there, and we're going to hang out and shoot guns and stuff.
Nice. Yeah, that's what you guys call it?
Shoot guns, right? No. I better bring the old 9mm, if you know what I mean.
Nice.
But yeah, and it'll be good. We'll get hella fucking baked and fucking watch movies and shoot guns.
Nice. That's a good mix.
And maybe make out. All right. So you want to do some news here?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
So should we explain kind of how this is going to go or... Let's should we just do it?
Let's just do it.
All right, let's just do it.
We're not really planning anything.
Okay. We don't want to say anything because it might not happen. It might happen. It might just suck. All right, so rock, paper, scissor me. All right, Ray. One, two, three.
Oh.
All in your face. I hit him with the scissors, the scissor kick.
Scissor.
Scissor me, baby. Oh, yeah, scissor me. Let's scissor.
Nice.
Okay, news. German sergeants facing cannibalism charges after using their own blood to make black puddings. Mm-mm, good.
So, you gotta explain what this is.
Black puddings? It's okay, right. It's not black because it's chocolate. It's like like a sausage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would almost think of it as like a blood sausage or something. Because
well, it makes sense then.
That's what they're putting in it, apparently. Yeah. Two German Air Force sergeants are facing court martials for cannibalism after drawing their own blood to make hearty black puddings. What do you think their blood like looked like when they drew it? Was it like a stick figure?
Well, how did they do it too? That's what I'm wondering.
Like with a syringe?
Yeah. Did they just like draw their blood and just cook the meat in it, or what?
I don't know.
That's weird.
The two men based at a fighter squadron base near Munich. Based at a fighter squadron base.
Good one.
Based at a base. Nice. Near Munich were photographed siphoning off their blood to mix with a mixture of onions, bacons, spices, and breadcrumbs, according to the recipe of a grandmother of one of them.
Oh, wow.
That sounds kind of good.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be bad.
I wonder what kind
of
spices,
weird,
you know?
I don't know. there's blood in it. I mean, that's kind of fun.
You had a strong.
You can handle the blood. I mean, the spice is the least of your worries.
Right. Their efforts were published on the internet. Damn.
Whoa.
You, internet. I know.
It always comes back to the internet.
It does. The internet, and then in turn, the internet goes to racism. So
and,
I think
and
racism
porn.
Is the. And porn. Interracial porn. At that. Hundreds of wood bay. Oh, dude, there's still, like, there's a typo in the fucking story.
Really?
Nice
awesome.
Job, Daily Mail. Hundreds of would be, I believe, is what you're looking for. Cannibals wrote in asking them for the recipe. That's fucked
wow.
up.
Wow, yeah.
Leave it to
oh,
the...
did they give it to him? I bet they did. Cause...
I don't know, man. If you saw the picture of these things, you definitely wouldn't want to put
yeah, that doesn't look tasty.
Anywhere near your mouth. They look like cow pies, kind of.
Yeah, they're just black. It looks like black meat.
But you know what? Leave it to the internet to be like, oh, yeah, I'll have some of that.
Yeah, no joke.
I'll take two. Thank you.
If anyone's going to buy something of yours, it's going to be on the internet.
Fucking A, man. If anyone is going to get a million people to each give us a dollar, it's going to be on
the
internet. Thank you, internets. Let's see. The men had plans to mass-produce the sausages using the blood of comrades and family members they wanted to let in on their little scheme.
Whoa.
How would you go about, like, approaching... even, I mean, they said family members, so, like, let's take your mom, for instance. Because I do, you know.
Yeah.
How would you approach her and be like, so, we're making these sausages. Think like Jimmy Dean meets Dracula, you know?
I know, but the rest
and
of...
And we need your blood.
The rest of their family's probably as fucked up as they are, so they'd probably be like, okay. So it wouldn't
yeah.
be weird asking.
Germans are fucking weird.
Yeah, they're
All into,
crazy.
Like, that shit stuff.
Shit
porn.
I think you said it.
Scat. Is that what it's called? Scat porn.
You would know.
I do know. I have a fucking extensive scat porn folder. It's labeled scat_prawn.
Prawn.
With a,
it's
with
a geek
a
talk right there.
Geek talk for I never get laid in real life.
Nice.
Yeah. But their commanding officer, Scoopered. What the fuck?
Scoopered? Is that another
typo? Scuperred. Is that even a word?
I don't think so. Who's the fucking retarded person typing
this?
I'm gonna
write a letter. I'm sick of this shit. Sick of stumbling through your poor spelling and grammar.
Yeah, you're hurting our podcast.
I know, right? But their commanding officer scoopered their catering sideline when one of their fellow soldiers complained, and I quote, "I have been asked to give blood for sausage making, and I want to know if this is against regulations."
That sounds sexual.
I totally do remember that quote. This, I don't know why this is, like, from 3/12/08. That's weird, because Tim on Distorted View did this story, like, a month ago, maybe.
Really? This
yeah.
is only
like, I don't. I may not remember much, but I remember the fucked up shit I hear on Distorted View.
Maybe
that shit, like, gets burned into my head. It's great.
They must put out the same articles multiple times, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Something else must have surfaced. The men identified only as B, who is 25, and G, who is 29, were suspended immediately last December, the German Defense Ministry has confirmed. The problem for a military tribunal is that cannibalism itself is not in the German military rulebook.
What?
Yeah, right.
So it's not really against regulations.
Let's see. So we have cannibalism, shitting on each other's faces, and what else do Germans do?
What don't they
driving
do?
Volkswagens.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucked up.
Ugh. Wait, lucky. Did it not release their names? To say?
No, it said B, like the letter.
Really?
B. I wasn't
weird.
Being coy. It says B and G.
I thought it was Gamma again or something when you
right?
said
G.
Gemma, whatever.
The bitch is back eating up blood snossages.
Sounds like her.
Let's see. So the cannibalism is okay. A source at the base where the men worked in the medical department said, and I quote again,
nice.
"They will probably have to hit them with something like bringing the service into disrepute or disgracing the honor of the squadron." I don't know, man. What if the sausages were good? I mean, you never know.
I guess it's just, I don't know.
That could have put their squadron on the map right there. Like, oh, you guys are the dudes that gave your blood for this fucking awesome sausage I'm eating now.
Yeah, but it's kind of fucked up that they're eating their blood.
But they're German, so it's cool. Cannibalism is cool. We've already established that. It's okay.
Well, I don't know. They don't seem to like it. There's just no law against it.
Do you think you could eat another person?
I don't think so. Not
Are you veggie? Like vegetarian?
No.
So you eat steaks?
I eat a lot of meat.
Okay, so what if I cooked steaks and one of them was person and one of them was real, but I didn't tell you which was which? Then do you think you could eat it?
I'd probably try. I don't know. It depends on what it looked like. If it didn't look like
Well, you wouldn't like get it there and it's like your mom's fucking head and face or anything. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, they would look identical.
You think?
They would, yeah.
How do you know? Have you ever cooked, like, human flesh?
What? Well, maybe.
I mean, when you, different meat looks different.
Right.
So, I mean, like, I might know that
my meat looks different from your meat.
Yeah, that too.
Right.
But I'm just saying that
thanks
I might
for
be able to.
It there.
I may be able to tell it's not a steak.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'd kind of.
We're gonna put this to the test.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up.
We'll each donate like a little piece of like a little chunk of meat, so to speak, and
then we'll just a random time we'll just like. Hang out and make some meat and
right,
like slip
like
it in.
Ready for dinner? All right.
That'd be a nice prank.
Well, I know. We should have all of our friends over when we do that.
And we'll feed them our meat.
Well, I'm going to have some too. I ain't cutting out a chunk of my leg and not fucking getting anything out of it, you know?
I guess that's a good point, though.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think it would taste probably okay. I don't know. Humans are really dirty, though.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be like. Like a baby or something that hasn't been in the world long enough to get like all that nasty pollution and shit in its
like,
you know,
veal
skin. Right, yeah.
just do that to a baby.
Right, I'm talking
put it
like
in a little 4x4 room.
I'm talking fresh out of the womb and into my wok. I would stir fry it teriyaki style.
That's awesome.
That'd be so good. Dude, we should open up, like, an abortion center, and then, like, half of it, like, the front of it will be the abortion clinic,
and then the
at
back
night,
will be a restaurant.
Yeah, it turns into
or
a restaurant.
A bar or something.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Because it'd be at night.
And then all the single moms will be at the bar getting wasted trying to get laid, and then, like,
and then
you can
come
go to
us
their
to get
house.
A, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll eat their babies.
Hush, little baby.
That reminds
so
me of all those,
good, I bet.
Those dead baby jokes.
No, oh, yeah.
Those are so
there's
funny.
A lot of them.
Yeah, there's some funny
Would
ones.
Do you want to tell us one?
Okay, I got this is I think this is the most fucked up one I've heard.
Let's hear it.
Okay, what's the difference between a golden delicious apple and a dead baby?
What's the difference?
You don't come on the apple before you eat it.
Oh, that's dirty. At what point are they just not jokes? I mean,
I don't know.
It's
that's
like,
just
okay,
fucked
think
up.
Of the sickest thing you can and
that's
then
pretty
say
much
it.
All it is. All
right. The guy that I, one of our sales guys told me a pretty funny joke today.
You want to tell us?
I don't know if I remember it right. I can try. It starts out like there's this kid and there's this like farmer and the kid's walking, you know, by the farmer and the kid's got like duct tape under his fucking arm.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, you know, like he's carrying it. And the guy's like, what are you doing with that duct tape? And he's like, I'm going to catch some ducks. And the farmer's like, yeah, right. Okay. So the kid goes off, and, you know, an hour later he comes back, and around this duct tape is just all these ducks, and he's like, weird, dude. And then, like, you know, next day the kid goes by, and he's carrying this chicken wire, and the farmer's like, hey, kid, what are you doing with all this chicken wire? And the kid's like, I'm going to go catch me some chickens. So and the farmer's like, yeah, right. And the kid goes and comes back an hour later, and he's got all these chickens wrapped up in this fucking chicken wire.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day the kid's walking by and he's got this pussy willow under his arm and the farmer's like, what are you doing with that pussy willow? And the kid's like, I'm going to go get me some pussy. And the farmer's like, can I come with? I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah. He's funny.
I know. I heard a really another like fucked up joke. It's a
you
pedo
know,
joke
you know
I think.
Before
it was pretty funny.
Are you gonna tell it?
I don't know if I can remember
okay,
without butchering it.
Okay, don't even bother, because I think I just killed it as is.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But where do you think, like, all these jokes start from? Like, who do you think thinks these jokes up? And, like,
maybe
they circulate? Like, you know all those forwards people used to send people back in the day that were like, oh, joke, look at this joke and shit. You think there's just like a computer somewhere just with all these dirty words and like innuendos and shit, and it's just pumping out mass amounts of jokes or what?
I don't know. Maybe it's just all based off of actual stuff.
Like real
like
stuff?
Like actual comedians. You know how most comedians just take real stuff and exaggerate it.
They all seem like real cheesy, though. Like, nothing, I don't know.
That's
nothing
true.
Like, you wouldn't go to, well, I don't know, you could probably go to open mic night, but you wouldn't go to, like, you know, the Fillmore and start pulling out dead baby jokes, you know?
No, that's true.
It's like going to fucking Compton and pulling out your best nigger joke. I mean, you're not going to do it, but I don't know. I guess stand-up is more like storytelling, but I guess
these are just jokes. Yeah. These are just short stories.
I guess they're just things you forward to people.
Yeah, pretty much.
I used to hate it when I would get forwards like that.
I get it every once in a while.
Email them back and be like, don't ever send me that again or anything else that isn't something you wrote or have to say. If it's, I mean, that I hate it. Fuck you people.
I just block those people and then just...
You blacklist them forever.
Yeah, I'll just, they're probably not ever going to send me anything I want to read. 2 week
timeout. Back to this lovely story here. No one has a clue what they were up to. It's not some weird gay thing. Just weird. Now, that's kind of weird.
They even bring it up?
Like,
you know?
We didn't say it was.
Yeah,
you
get
sausage?
It's just
maybe?
Blood.
Blood sausage?
But it's not like it's... I don't know.
It's
just blood. Like, what's the difference between a guy...
Leave it to the Germans.
Yeah, I guess. Huh?
I mean, fuck. If
the shit they think
of. Prosecuting Jews, they're fucking saying things are gay.
I guess it's gay to eat blood sausage. Who doesn't?
I don't know. The Germans. They just want to put them down.
There you go.
The girlfriend of one of them took the photos that were posted on the internet using the nickname Stillborn. Whoa.
Sweet name.
I know, right? That just...
That's so hacker sounding.
That has dead baby written all over it.
Dead baby.
Stillborn.
Nice. That kind of does.
Right, okay. Which shows the blood being drained and then them tucking into the blood sausages as it lay on a bed of pureed apples and mashed potatoes.
Oh, yum.
It kind of sounds good.
Yeah, other than the blood,
it sounds good. If I closed my eyes, I could probably stomach it. I don't know, though.
If I didn't know it was blood sausage, I'd eat it and probably be pretty good.
Well, you can, like, buy a blood sausage.
Yeah.
In the store and shit.
It's just not human blood.
Right, right.
Well, what's the difference? I mean,
a few STDs.
That would suck.
I don't know.
I wonder if that get cooked out or anything.
But like when you cut, whoa, nice. Hello, pop filter. When you cut yourself and shit, and you start bleeding, do you ever like lick it?
Yeah, sometimes.
And I do that like all the time, or I'll like.
Why don't I?
I'll
just
go
wipe
get
it
a
on
bunch of syringes, and I'll just draw out like pints of blood, and then I'll put them in a cup, and then I'll just like take a shot.
That's a good idea. I'll do that.
We should do that before each show.
That'd be fucked.
Right. Run down to the pharmacy
That'd be brutal.
And get some syringes. The girlfriend... Oh, yeah, we should find these pictures.
Let's do it.
Of them doing that. The recipe for the black... I wonder why it's called pudding, though.
Yeah, what does it have
like,
to do
is
with
Is that a
pudding?
German thing?
Yeah, maybe it's just the translation from German
Sausage
to English.
And pudding?
I don't know.
Nice. And I'm just making
There's
up shit.
Weird stuff like that.
Like, Lost in Translation?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
I guess.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't.
Me neither. it read, make sure the blood... the recipe was found in the belongings of one of the men after they were arrested. It read, make sure the blood is fresh and the bacon cubes diced finely with a nice proportion of fat to lean. You don't want too much fat.
Yeah, at least they're trying to make it good.
That's... I like my women like they describe their bacon. You know, a nice proportion of fat to lean. And diced, finally.
Yeah, finally.
Do not use too many breadcrumbs, but if the blood starts to curdle, stir in a teaspoon of wine vinegar, because vinegar just makes this whole thing sound that much better. The men told investigators they had both had an interest in cookery and had experimented making the black puddings on several occasions. You know, I really don't see a problem with this. I mean, they're using their own blood. The only
as long as people know that that's what they're using,
right.
Then who cares?
But I guess the only thing I could really see that would be a problem is if they had AIDS or something.
Yeah,
and
but
like,
that's the thing.
Would this is our master plan to kill more Jews, right. Or
but
something.
But they just cook it in the blood, don't they? So the blood
kill AIDS?
That's what I'm wondering. If cooking it in that meat at whatever temperature,
holy shit,
it would kill
dude!
It.
You know what just occurred to me? If cooking blood kills AIDS, maybe all the Jews were infected with AIDS, and Hitler was just trying to help them out. Huh?
I don't know.
Huh? Think about it. He's not that bad of a guy.
Yeah, but he killed him in some brutal ways. I mean, like, was that necessary?
Definitely brutal, for sure. But you know Jews are, man. They're all like nasally and whiny. Like, listen to D. Simon on Sick and Wrong. He's got that nasally fucking, and he's a Jew.
Yeah, I mean, to
tell
be,
me you wouldn't want to fucking, you know.
I mean, you can't lie. It's
maybe
like,
line five of them up and yeah. Shoot the first four and see what happens. I don't know. I guess without him though, we wouldn't have things.
We won't have Hollywood, I guess.
No big loss there.
No good, no more shitty movies coming
right?
out. Like Fast and the Furious 4.
Oh, God. I can't wait. We should... Oh, dude. We totally have to go to that opening
here. We should,
here.
Like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 that movie.
Oh, man. And just piss everyone
and just
off.
And just yell it really loud. Yeah,
yeah,
like the first time it plays.
And probably...
And, like, all the huge Fast and the Furious geeks
oh,
will be there.
Or
we can record it.
No, or while they're in watching the movie, we are out with their fast and not kind of furious cars, cutting brake lines and whatnot.
That'd be
and then
funny.
They all get out of the movie and they're all amped up. They're like, yeah, that race. The movie was awesome. Let's go race, yeah. And then they fucking die in a burning blaze of glory on Foy's Lake Hill.
But then I think, you know, if they follow that back to you, you might get charged with killing.
How would they know it was us?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Wow. That was good. So where were we
that was,
here?
That was pretty smart. I bumped my mic laughing so hard.
And that's good. We're just here to laugh. But and I'll tell the cops that. I'll be like, hey, that was funny, right?
It's like, I was just kidding. That was coincidence that that happened.
Pure and utter
someone
coincidence.
Someone must have heard our show and decided to go
we'll
do
have
that.
An alibi, and we'll have a recorded podcast, but we'll switch the timestamp.
Oh, and we'll post it. You better edit the us talking about this.
Note to self. Yeah. Earmuffs, all the listeners. This is just for me and you right here.
Right. Because okay. We listen to ourselves after the show.
I do. I listen to every show. I am probably our biggest fan.
Probably.
Yeah. You know who else is a big fan of the show?
Who? Just go. Just say it.
I don't want to.
You just fucking ruined it.
I know. No, because if I say it, then I'll have to take this show down, and soon we're going to run out of shows.
Yeah, you don't need to say anything.
Okay.
Then. I know what you mean.
Back to the story. The men have told investigators, oh yeah, they like cooking. The Teutonic fascination for cannibalism was first exposed at the trial of Miwes in 2003 when... I totally just butchered that, I'm
oh,
sure. When he revealed a vast hidden world of would-be killers and victims who connected with one another on the internets. Miwes finally killed, dismembered, froze, and ate piece by piece a computer programmer who shared his strange obsession. Now see, how can they even bring this up in this story? They're comparing what this guy did. This guy killed somebody, then dismembered him, then froze him, then ate a piece of him. All these guys are doing is taking their own blood to make blood sauces.
Yeah, that's a little different.
That's like comparing weed to heroin, you know?
Yeah, it's like, not like you're actually eating them, it's just blood. The blood's probably all cooked out now.
Right.
It's just something it's cooked with.
And if you guys out there in this, whoever the fuck, okay, whoever's listening, if you think weed and heroin are the same thing, go into a room with a bunch of stoners and pull out a needle and start shooting up and see what kind of reaction you get from them. I
probably get your ass kicked.
Probably. I guarantee it is nothing the same. So newspapers... Quit fucking comparing that shit.
They always do that, though. They're trying to make it look bad.
It pisses me off. They're like, you cannot do that. That's like comparing a fucking anorexic supermodel to a fucking meth addict. It's like, sure, they're both skinny, but but I'm only going to put my dick in one of them, you know, and it's not the meth addict.
That reminds me of something I saw. Have you seen Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
Yeah, that was, I don't know. I
yeah, but you
impressed.
Know that, you remember it that commercial awesome. That they were watching?
Commercial?
Yeah, about the weed, and that kid, like, they get high, and he grabs his gun, he's like, oh my god, I'm so high, and he puts it in his mouth. He's like, nothing can hurt me, oh, and he pulls the trigger,
okay,
he's like,
yeah, I do,
like,
yeah. That's so
like,
fucked up.
What? Yeah, right.
Yeah, have you ever done
that's
that?
So over the top. And they've right. actually had shows like the
you
commercials
know what?
Like
I've
that.
Actually, I've been sitting around, you know, getting stoned and shit, and I have a gun, and I'm all, like, looking at, like, man, what if, you know? And then the gun went off, and that's a whole nother story yeah. there. All right, well, that was that story,
okay.
So,
Let's see, what do I got?
Basically, blood sausage is good, murdering and dismembering bodies,
is
like
it?
On Dexter, not so good.
But that's a good show.
But they compared it. Yeah, you watched Dexter?
Yeah,
that's shit's
show.
Awesome, dude. I like that guy in 6 Feet Under. Did you ever watch that show?
I used to watch it, but I don't have HBO anymore, and that was the only time I ever saw it was on TV.
You know it's on the internet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Or in my vast DVD collection. All bought and paid for, of course.
Of course, Netflix.
Courtesy
you know.
Of the Jam Hole and Netflix. Actually, I did. Actually, I used to have a Netflix account. It
really?
Was, it was the coolest thing because, like, I would send that shit back the same day I got them.
Exactly.
Like, I would get them, throw them in the DVD encoder, and then send them right back.
Yeah,
and
I
then
used,
wait for more.
That's what I used to do,
it
too.
It was so great.
Well, there's actually, maybe I shouldn't mention this.
Well, go ahead. Who cares?
There's, well, on Mondays at one of the video stores here.
My eye is twitching.
Thanks for mentioning
Sorry.
That.
It's just really weird. Okay.
At one of the video stores here on Mondays, I think they still do it. On Monday, any movie is just $1 for one night. So you could, so I'd just
oh,
go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, one night's all you need.
Yeah, so I'd just rent like 10 DVDs in that oh, yeah. day and then bring them back the next
Fucking
morning. And they're like, how'd you watch all these?
I have ADD and
that's all I did.
An insomniac.
Yeah, I didn't sleep. I just watched movies on Monday.
That's awesome. What do you got for us here?
I got top aide testifies Taylor ordered soldiers to eat victims. That's pretty fucked. That's kind
of
like what they're trying to compare
fucking,
it to, huh?
Right. So let's hear the other side of eating people. That shit really interests me.
Yeah,
is that
it's
weird.
Yeah, well, it's just weird that people like do that.
I
guess
mean, animals kind of do that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, not
well,
to
not most. I mean, when you think about it, like how many animals eat
but,
their own kind? I mean, a lot of
black
animals
widows.
Don't. Yeah, but that's not an animal.
The guy trying, or the male black widow.
Yeah, those aren't animals.
The black
though.
Widower. That's true. They're arachnids.
Yeah, that's like that's comparing arachnids to mammals because we're mammals.
Well,
so
that's
you gotta
comparing heroin to pot. I mean,
yeah, I guess that
is.
Yeah. Okay, we should get to the story, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Amsterdam, Netherlands. Grim tales of cannibalism.
Excuse me.
What?
Have you ever been to the Netherlands?
No, but
to
you
Amsterdam?
Have.
It was so awesome.
I bet. That'd be so cool to go there. Where was I? Highlighting the brutality of West Africa's civil war emerged in testimony Thursday at the war crimes trial of former librarian President Charles Taylor.
Hmm. So they actually do persecute people for that kind of shit? Like, or prosecute, not persecute.
Persecute,
sorry.
That was a good one.
You said Africa, and I instantly thought, whoosh, persecution. I don't know, what, weird, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't know, I mean, over there, they don't have that many laws.
It's constant war over there, though. I mean,
yeah, that's
how
true,
can
huh?
you go around saying what's war crime and what's not?
I don't know.
Who decides that? The judge?
I guess.
Fucking judges.
Joseph Zigzag Mazza. Weird. Zigzag.
His nickname was Zigzag.
Yeah.
He smoked so much weed he looked like the nigga on the Zigzag cover. Fucking awesome.
Who described himself as Taylor's chief of operations and head of the death squad. Whoa.
The death squad?
The death squad. Taylor became president, said African peacekeepers and even United Nations personnel were killed and eaten on the battlefield by Taylor's
militiamen.
Yeah.
So they would go to a village, let's say. I'm kind of thinking something like Blood Diamond or something like that,
yeah.
where they go to the village, round up a few guys or a few of the kids that they want to take back to make their soldiers, and then just kill the rest. Except that his militiamen were so hungry afterwards, they're like, let's eat. And
oh, they're probably just cannibals anyway. So
you think?
Yeah.
Like that.
They probably weren't that hungry that they had to resort right, to like, eating
oh, man,
people.
I'm so starved. I
mean,
gotta go fucking
a normal person, you know, like someone who isn't into that, there's a certain time when you would probably eat a person if
well,
you know
like
you're
that
starving.
Movie Alive.
To, yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
That was fucking.
Well, there's actually there's a lot of like plane. There was one plane crash a long time ago that crashed in the mountains, and like they started eating each other after a while.
Like in that movie Alive.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's probably actually based off that.
That was the actual plane crash?
Yeah, I think it... Well, they based it off that story.
So, do you think this is more of something like I'm eating the heart of my enemy, thus getting his whatever, or... It's
either that or they just like eating people because they think it tastes good.
Right.
I mean, it might just be that simple. I don't know.
You know what, though? I think, I mean, not to be racist or anything, but I think if I ate like a black person, just in the back of my mind, I would think that it was burned. So it would taste burnt to me.
Yeah, but.
As opposed to eating like a white person that.
But when you think about it, you're not eating like their skin. You're just eating the meat, and that's all the same.
It's we're all pink on the inside.
We're all pink
right?
on the inside.
That's true.
I mean,
guess.
Where you look
at it. Wouldn't you? It,
I mean, you. I don't think
I'm
you would know.
I'm picturing like just an arm or something.
Just
like,
a whole arm?
I mean,
that's true.
It
I
takes a lot to
like
skin
that.
A person, I would imagine.
I mean, it depends on how you're like preparing the meat. If you're just like eating it right off the bone.
Right. Just raw, like,
just, like hanging off a campfire.
Sushi or medium well done
or just
with
like,
barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you might cook it just with it on the arm and not take the meat. Off,
I'd put A1 on it for sure. I would probably
be like steak.
I'd get all gourmet with it and make like a Philly cheesesteak sandwich with like A1 and fucking pepper and all that shit.
God, that sounds really good.
I know, dude, I'm so hungry.
Me
right
too.
All right, let's fucking.
Okay, Taylor 59 has pleaded not guilty to 11 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Wow, that's a crime against humanity.
Right,
that's crazy. Like, all of humanity, not just the people that you ate.
Yeah, right. I feel like he should be prosecuted. I feel like a great crime has been committed on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
he should take the fall for that.
That's right.
He is accused of orchestrating... crap, I lost my spot. Orchestrating violence.
You're not very good at this game.
What game? This game. Orchestrating violence in Sierra Leone's civil war, which ended in 2002, and trading in illegally mined diamonds to finance a conflict.
Holy
just
shit.
Like Blood
that
Diamond.
Is the guy,
that's
wasn't
exactly
it?
Yeah. That's
weird.
Is that movie based off the story?
It might be. I
didn't
even
like
read
movie.
That story. That was.
Yeah, we just got this.
I just read the headline and I was like, eating victims sounds good.
Well, then this must
that
have been.
That must have been.
Well, yeah, this has been going on for a long time, too.
It's, crazy.
That's what that movie's definitely about. The trial by the special court.
That's
for...
it. It's settled. That's what it's about.
That's
and
what
it's not,
about.
It is, whatever.
Well, it is anyway. I don't care. It's close enough, huh? For Sierra Leone, part of the International Criminal Court in the. What?
Where are you?
Right here.
Sound it out. The Hog?
The Hog.
I guess.
That's a weird town name, huh?
It's like Haagen-Dazs, I guess.
Haagen-Dazs? Well, where's that from? Is that from the Netherlands?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh,
well,
they
had a
sense.
Lot of Haagen-Dazs stands there. I don't
really?
Know.
Well,
it all tasted the same.
Huh. Began last June by adjourned after one day when Taylor fired his lawyer and reconvened in January.
Did you graduate high school?
No, I got my GED.
Did you get it, though?
Yeah.
Right on. I graduated high school.
What? You didn't?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. In January, by many prosecution witnesses have testified behind closed doors to fear of retribution.
Retribution. Retribution is brutal.
That sounds like a death clock
fucking
song.
Metal song. Retribution.
Marza appeared in open court after lengthy negotiations involving protection for him and his family.
You know what, though? He's, what, 60 or 59?
59.
He's 59. I could see getting protection for your family, you know, whatever. But, I mean, if it was just him, whatever. You're almost dead anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I don't know. 59 isn't
well,
that close.
It's old living that kind of life.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
We're, if we lived in, you know, war and turmoil and, you know, constantly having to deal with that
right.
kind of shit, we would look a lot older than we do,
yeah.
you know?
59 is older for them than it is
oh,
us.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you figure what the average lifespan of someone over there is probably not very old.
Well, and plus just...
Unless you're on, you know,
it's like a third
the
world
winning
country
side.
Over there.
Well, yeah, it is.
So, I mean, they got all kinds of diseases and stuff, too, killing them.
Right.
Starvation. Maybe Angelina Jolie.
Being black.
Angelina Jolie should adopt some more kids from Africa.
She should just adopt Africa.
Yeah, good idea.
I know, right?
She should just feed them all.
I mean, it's just a dump fucking desert anyway. Yeah. What are we going to use it for?
Yeah, exactly.
She can have it. But you have the catch is you have to stay there.
Yeah.
And not make any more fucking Tomb Raider movies.
Anymore. We've had plenty.
And send us pictures of your boobs every month.
Well, I mean, they got Beowulf. She didn't have to really do that. It was just her voice.
She was in Beowulf?
Yeah.
That movie?
Yeah.
I still haven't watched that. I've had it.
That computer-generated one.
The new one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was CG?
Yeah, all of it.
Is it cool?
It's really cool. You should watch
I've had it for so long, and I just never watched it. I thought it was like the book, and the book was long and boring.
This movie isn't very long either, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that long.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah. Anyway, prodded under cross-examination by defense lawyer Courtney Griffith, Marza gave a sometimes graphic description of a cannibalism that altered between the ritual taking of vengeance and the practical need for food.
So they were.
It was both.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just hungry, and I guess there was a religious thing or something.
That's like the greatest vengeance is to kill your enemy and
eat them?
Ingest them? I don't know.
It's like, I'm eating you. You got owned.
it would be way cooler if you ate them while they were still alive so they could actually.
This time down.
Right, fucking, and then like
they're just like
I don't know.
Oh,
I would
man.
Have to. I'd take a blowtorch and like cook it first,
and then just cut a piece off with a fillet knife and
offer
just eat
them
it.
Something. It's really good.
It's good. You want to try some?
It's so awesome.
He's like eating his own flesh.
Dude, that
would
fuck with somebody, and then just like let him go.
Yeah, just don't eat all of them.
Like, remember, I know where you live.
Remember, I ate your body. He repeatedly said nothing was done without Taylor's instructions and that anyone who violated Taylor's orders would be executed and then probably eaten.
Right. eaten and fed to the dogs.
Did Charles Taylor order you to eat people? Griffith said or asked. Yes, to set an example for the people to be afraid, Marza replied.
Would that scare you, though? I'd be like, man, I'm hungry, too. Can I get a piece?
Probably. I just act like I wanted to as well. So
I would just act like the most fucking craziest, insane motherfucker there. And, and be like, you eat me, and I will make you crazy, and I will haunt you forever. And
they'll believe that, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
They believe all that fucking bullshit religious fucking hullabaloo. Ghosts and goblins and
possession and probably stuff like that too.
Exorcists and that shit's fucking dumb.
It's retarded. Like that movie Exorcist. It's based off a true story.
Cool. I like the one of Emily Rose, and then there was another one after that that was supposed to be like one that happened a long time ago.
Well, all of them based off,
but they were
stories.
All like, I don't know. That shit's crazy. I mean, how they depict it in Hollywood is what's crazy.
It's like, I doubt it's like that. It's probably just some fucking insane bitch that lost her mind.
I bet. Totally.
I mean, she's not possessed. She just went completely. She just snapped.
How can you prove that this is the work of Satan? It's like, if you said that, then anybody who has any kind of problem is the work of Satan. And
well, there are people who go to that extreme. They just think everything's the devil.
Right.
Anything that's bad,
that's
the devil's
unholy.
Responsible. that's
that
a whole another
that story.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, let's go to a little lighter note. So, did you have a chance to look at that no cussing website and all that shit? Like Keith and the girl was talking about, this kid started like this no cussing thing.
Oh,
and, like,
I didn't go look.
Oh, it is.
I heard
the stupidest. Oh my god,
what is it?
It's just like they're kids and they take pledges to not cuss.
That's
or
so dumb.
Get laid, apparently, is the ongoing.
Is it like
joke,
those straight edger kids, like the new age emo
kids?
Yeah,
it's exactly, but it's not cussing.
Wow.
It's like, we're not going to do drugs, use profanity, or probably ever have sex, ever.
Yeah,
ever,
that's what the straight edger kids do.
They don't have sex either.
Yeah, they don't have sex or do drugs or anything.
Is a drug.
And they're all like huge Bible thumpers, too, of course.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're like the emo Bible thumper.
Yes.
Basically.
What a combination. You know what? If you're the parent of an emo Bible thumper, fucking blow your brains out
now. And your child, too.
And yes, please. Please, please. Hold on. No, put the gun down. Okay, put it down. Okay, look at me now. Okay. Kill your kid first. Okay. All right. And now kill yourself. Thank you.
And that's how it's done.
And that's how you brainwash someone.
No one can fuck that up.
No.
Insert here.
Insert clip, insert into mouth, cock, and... How do you...
Kaboom!
Kaboom, son. How do you fuck that up?
I mean, actually,
seriously, unless you're crying for help, how do you fuck up suicide? Seriously.
I was,
We all know how the body works and what it needs to work, so just take something away, like your heart or your lungs or your
brain. I have a fucked up story. You probably heard about it. It's kind of old.
Lay it on me, brother.
Well, when, me and one of my buddies were friends with this kid back in, like, I don't know, 7th grade or something like
and
that.
And he blew his brains out?
Yeah.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, I guess. It's. Did I mean, it was in the paper. Yeah, I did. I was like, he was one of my best friends.
Oh.
He's fucked. But he's crazy, though.
What was his name?
Kenny. I can't remember his last name. Huh. But yeah, I guess. I mean, like, he was, I don't know. He was more friends with my buddy, but I hung out with him a lot. He was.
Why'd
like,
he do it?
I guess. Oh, well, his girlfriend,
his parents?
His girlfriend cheated on him, I guess, and got pregnant, and so she came back to him, and like they decided they both wanted to die, so he was going to shoot her in the head, and then he was going
to
shoot himself.
Her in the stomach first to make sure that doesn't come out.
Well, if she's dead, then it's not going to...
Well, right, but could you imagine if the baby came out while her mom was dying and then saw that, but in its little baby eyes?
No.
Mama.
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy, though. But yeah, anyway, he did it, and he shot her right in the head and killed her.
That's
then,
awesome.
Yeah, and then he shot himself, and I guess somehow he fucked it up, and he just blew his jaw off. Oops.
Whoa,
he blew his jaw
so
off.
Awesome.
Yeah, and he lived.
Is he still alive now?
Yeah.
Can we interview him?
He's in prison.
Can we interview him?
I don't know. I don't know where he's in jail
Is he in, like, maximum security?
I don't know
or
where
just,
it is.
Like, a crazy thing. He's in prison for killing her.
Yeah, and...
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
So wait, don't you think...
And what the first thing I thought of when that happened was like, okay, why didn't you just fucking shoot yourself again?
Right, that's what I was just gonna ask. Why didn't he just shoot
it's
himself
like,
again?
Oh, my jaw is gone. I'm
so
gonna
what'd
fucking...
He say?
What?
What'd he say?
What do you mean?
When you asked him why he didn't just shoot himself again.
Oh, I never asked him.
Oh, I mean, you were just thinking of it.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Fuck, we should call him up and be like, so...
We should find out where
why
he's...
Why didn't you shoot yourself again?
Yeah, I mean, like...
And then we'll send him, like, some poison or something and be like, it's on me, bud.
Some,
good luck.
What is that?
Ricin toxin
cyanide?
Or something?
Some cyanide capsules?
Some rat poison? I don't fucking
know.
Yeah,
whatever works.
It's not that hard. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucked up, isn't it?
I knew a kid when I went to junior high. He was kind of my best friend at the time. His name was Chris.
Oh no! Shit, you didn't turn your phone off.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Oh,
is it in your backpack?
Hold on.
That sucks.
God damn it.
You just had to forget, huh?
God damn it.
Answer
oh,
it.
Oh, look, it's Sean. Hello? Hold on. Hello? Yeah? nothing, just doing a show right now that you're kind of interrupting.
Oh, sorry, where's your show at?
At the office here. It's a podcast, how cool is that?
Right on.
Yeah, I saw you today driving.
I know, I just got back into town like 2 days ago.
Nice, how's that working out?
Good, I'm living up in Whitefish now.
Right on. You're kind of on the show right now, so you might
really?
Want you might not want to say exactly where you live. Just saying.
That's all right. Just what up, everybody? It's Lear Cow. How y'all hanging?
Huh? When'd you get back, dude?
2 days ago.
Right on. Well, hey, let me call you after the show, okay?
All right. Cool.
All right. Later. Okay.
Wow. Was that the first time that's happened?
Ever.
On
yeah,
the
I always fucking turn my phone off. I'm sorry, everyone.
I think
I'm
I even
idiot.
Turned mine off this time.
I'm an idiot. Hold on. Let me turn this fucker off. And that's weird. You know what? Every time I've turned my phone off, it's never like I've never had a missed call or anything.
Yeah.
And the one fucking time, of course, that I forget to fucking turn it off. Ring, 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 ring.
That's pretty funny.
Fantastic. That's crazy. I just saw that kid driving today. He, like, moved away for a while and
really?
Just came back. Yeah. He used to write rhymes with us and shit.
Oh, nice.
He's a pretty funny kid. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So my friend junior high, Chris, yeah, his parents were fucking just bitches to him. And, like, he had a drinking problem, granted. Like, he would down the Mad Dog 20-20-20
already?
All the time. Huh?
He's in high school?
Junior high.
Damn.
We're in, like, ninth grade. Is that weird? Is that young?
That's just crazy. He's an alcoholic already.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, I have a friend who's like that, too, though.
This young and already have, like, a good solid drinking problem. Yeah, that is true. But, yeah, he ended up fucking sitting in some room in his parents' house and putting a 270 hunting rifle in his mouth. And it, like, literally blew his head apart. And then his dad, like, called my dad and was like, you know, after we had all heard about this, and was like, I want you and your son to come over, because he knew we were good friends and shit. And he's like, I want to talk to you guys. And we, you know, we went over there a couple days later or something, and he's like, yep, this is the room where the little bastard did it, where it cost this much. And like, he was so pissed about like how much it costs to redo the house. And he said, he's like, yeah, we're still finding pieces of his skull and shit. Like,
that's
true story,
fucked
I swear
up.
To God. And I was like, I fucking freaked out and started just bawling my eyes out, and I ran out the door and shit. And he's like, it's all because of that Nirvana music they were listening to and shit. I was like, dude, it was because you were a fucking asshole, and you know what, you probably ended up fucking like molesting him or some shit. His dad was weird.
Yeah, probably fucked him up somehow.
But yeah, I mean, a 270 like in your mouth, it just
your head would be everywhere.
From what he described, it was just a mess.
Wow.
Like he said he had to refinish like that whole room, and it was probably a little bigger than this, or a little smaller than this, I guess. It was more like a bedroom, you know.
Yeah,
but just blood from ceiling to the floor, just so that was pretty brutal.
That is brutal.
We've known a lot of kids that have just blown brains out.
Yeah,
I wonder if we can do phone interviews. We'll have to see if that came in, because then we
just
call people
hear
on our fucking phone.
Could you hook it up? Could you hook your phone up to the mixer?
Holy shit, we totally
to
could.
The Mr.
It's got
Aid.
The line out on it, dude.
Nice,
oh
dude.
Oh my god.
And then it would just go right
then
through.
Then we could just do call, phone interviews.
Yeah, you'll just have to plug your phone before the show. All
right, well, let's do a couple more stories, because we're almost at an hour here. So this one comes from Florida, our most fucked up state. A toy designed to help children learn the alphabet is swearing like a sailor instead. An Osceola County grandfather discovered the problem in the Leapfrog Alphabet Pal Caterpillar. So if you guys have one of those, send it to us and we'll put it on the show.
This isn't
we'll let it swear like a sailor.
This isn't the first time that people have said that about some kid's
toy. A Tickle
toy.
Me Elmo was saying, like, kill James or some
really?
Shit. But it was one that, it was the kind you hooked up to your computer.
Oh.
And then you would tell it what your kid's name is, and it would say things. But somehow
crazy.
It said kill, which, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe someone told it to say that instead of a name.
Right, someone's, like, last day at the office, and they're like, oh, I'll show you, tickle this Elmo. children can. Sorry, that was bad. Children can press the caterpillar's legs to teach them the alphabet, but Nutty Fry discovered the right. His name is Nutty Fry.
Whoa, that sucks for that guy.
Nutty Fry, holy shit. He discovered the right combination of buttons seems to turn the ABCs into vulgarities. Fry contacted the company, but he said they didn't share his concern. He probably called him up, and he's like, you know, this caterpillar's cussing at me, and the people are like, put him on the phone.
Yeah,
and he's like, okay, hold on. And it didn't cuss, and they're like, sir, we don't share your concern. You're an idiot.
Or they just don't care that it's cussing, because they probably did it on purpose.
Right. They're like, yeah, and?
We know
it's,
this.
It's the Leapfrog fucking Alphabet Pal Caterpillar, dude.
It's like, I know it's vulgar, but it's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah. Fry contacted the company. They told him to get bent. I was told to take it back to the store I got it from and get my money back, Fry said. There was no concern at all to the fact it was saying bad words. That's what you get for buying a cheap knockoff of a glowworm. That's totally. You remember glowworms? I don't know if you're old enough
I don't know.
For that. It was a toy I remember from when I was a little baby. It was like these little part plush, part plastic things, and they glowed in the dark, but they were like worms. You know, glowworms.
Right.
I think they had like a knockoff cartoon and all that shit, but this is their same kind of face. I was told to take it back. Go fuck myself. A representative from Leapfrog didn't return phone calls about the problem. No big surprise there. A Walmart representative said... Walmart.
They bought
awesome.
It from Walmart.
Yeah. Toy seller extraordinaire. A Walmart representative said since a letter key makes it a sound it shouldn't, it appears to be a manufacturing error. You think?
Yeah, wow.
No,
everything's
working
to do that.
Just fine.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Is that all you got?
Yep, that's that all one. Right, short and to the point.
This one is a little
cussing
longer.
Stuffed animals.
Is it a stuffed animal? It looks kind of plastic.
Oh, yeah, it is plastic. My bad.
Good job.
I know.
That was smart.
We'll post that picture. It's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, let's see. Blinded by the light of Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary?
Virgin Mary. She's not a virgin. Take it in the ass counts.
Fucking whore. Yeah, right. Joseph was like, oh, you're pregnant with the Son of Christ. Backdoor, baby.
At least 50 people on Kadiyam district
in
India.
I am from Kadiyam.
Sounds like something in India.
My name is Mbobo, and I am from Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi. It's like the store clerk at the 7-Eleven on Simpsons.
Mbobo, Mbobo.
Okay, let's see. India have reported lost their vision after gazing at the sun looking for an image of Virgin Mary.
They lost their vision?
Because they stared at the sun. Thinking Nuh-uh. That, yeah, because they thought they were going to see the Virgin Mary.
Oh, wow. You know what? It was probably like someone went, it was like a rumor. Like, this is how rumors get started. He's right. Like, hey, I hear if your hand's bigger than your face, you have cancer. And the guy put his hand on his face and they smacked him. And then he went around to the next person. He's like, hey, I hear if you stare at the sun long enough, you'll see God.
Right. And then you go blind.
He's like, holy shit, the Virgin Mary. And wait, isn't India, they don't even believe in the Virgin Mary, don't they?
I don't know what
they
believe
all,
in
like,
over there.
Hindus and fucking... No. La, la, la.
That shit, people do shit like that all the time. They think they see that in, like, a quesadilla shell, remember that one? Or, like, on a piece of toast.
Right, and then that shit makes its way on eBay, and then the fucking...
Right.
It's
like, oh, it's
Indian
a sign.
That casino buys it and puts it in its fucking casino. Hurrahs or whatever. Didn't they buy, like,
I don't know.
The toast and all that shit?
Really?
You know what? It's probably someone going around, like, drawing these images real faint in the food, and then people think they see it.
That's probably, well, I don't know, it's just coincidence, probably.
Or it's the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, I guess
a sign from God,
I mean, you know,
finally.
Finally. See,
You gotta think, you know, if all these people pray every day asking for shit and none of it ever fucking happens, if it does happen, it's by pure fucking coincidence.
And it doesn't happen very
how
much.
How can you, I mean, they're like, well, that's faith. It's like, it's never there. I mean, there is absolutely no fucking proof, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, if God wanted us to have faith, wouldn't he show, I mean, you know, back in the biblical days, he was supposedly showing them burning bushes and shit. You know, the closest thing we have to a burning bush is some whore with fucking crabs. It's like, seriously, God.
And those bushes do burn.
Fucking hey, brother. Fucking hey.
Let's see. Though alarmed, health authorities have installed a signboard to counter the rumor that a solar image of Virgin Mary appeared to the believers. Curious onlookers, including foreign travelers, have been thronging the venue of the miracle.
Right. They had to put a fucking sign up to say,
it's like, look at the sun.
If you look at the sun, you're probably going to go blind, so don't do it.
Yeah.
That's like why we have all these fucking warning labels on things. Don't put your fucking TV in the bathtub with you when it's full of water. It's like, they obviously had to make it because some fuckface idiot did it. And now, that shit is so stupid.
Yeah.
People are stupid. You're all fucking stupid. Well, not all of you. Our listeners are probably all right, but...
Yeah, because they
the
like what we're
part,
talking about, so
well,
they must agree.
They agree that people are fucking stupid. If they weren't, why would they do that, you know?
I mean, even if we're stupid, that's okay. At least we recognize it.
No, yeah. I'm dumb as fuck. I don't give a shit. I can admit that. But hey, I'm not getting blinded by staring at the sun because I think I'm going to see the Virgin Mary.
You got a little more logic than that.
Right? If I want to look at the Virgin Mary, I'll go online and look at porn.
Although, you know, you get lied to about the virgin part.
Right. I swear her name's Mary, though.
Yeah. Well, it's close enough. I guess you can't have it all.
No.
See, St. Joseph ENT, what's ENT?
I have no idea.
And Eye Hospital in Kadrapali alone has recorded 48 cases of visions lost due to photochemical burns on the retina.
Wow.
That's
I wonder
crazy.
How long they were staring for.
They must...
I mean, it's like, it's burning. Oh, hey, that means it's working. Okay.
Yeah, that means it's the vision is coming to me.
Fucking retard.
It's like, I can't see anymore.
You know what? They should fucking go, and to every person that goes to that hospital that has their vision burn, you should just shoot them in the fucking head. Like, yeah. This is a test, okay? To see how many of you idiots are fucking going
to
do that.
If you're stupid enough to do that, you deserve to get shot in the head.
We don't need you. We don't want you.
Yeah.
That's it. Anything else there? That's about it?
Yeah, that's close enough.
All right. Well, I think that's about good for the Jam Hole. This has been episode 9 of the Jam Hole. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, get your fucking asses, your butts, your dicks, your nuts, and your cunts down to Podcast Alley right now. Okay, I'll wait. Okay, no, I won't really wait, but pause and go there right now. Okay, type in www.podcastalley.com. Actually, you can't search for us, can you?
No,
so
you still can't.
So scratch that. Okay.
You got to go to our
go
MySpace.
Go to thejamhole.com or the MySpace, yeah. myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And then there's a link that says click here to vote on Podcast Alley. Seriously, it takes a fucking second. Do it now, please.
All you got to do is
That's
put in your email address.
That's all we ask for. We don't want your fucking donations. Well, we want your dollar.
Yes. Okay. Everyone send us a dollar.
We
remember
want your
that.
Dollar. But, yeah, that's all we fucking want. Go vote for us. We'll get more listeners. We'll have a lot more fun because then people start writing in. We'll start reading emails, giving out advice, all sorts of cool shit. So, yeah, I think that's it. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Email us info@thejamhole.com. You got anything else?
Nope. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Jamming.